Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, where we are discussing more Grimm fairy tales.
So, we go on to the next issue, which is the fourth issue? No, yes.
Yeah.
And it's about Rumpelstiltskin. The pencils and inks were done by H.G. Young. The colors were done by Transparency Digital. And letters, again, by Art Monkeys. So, we begin this issue. We have got this couple, Millie and Eric. They're sitting on a bench. And Millie's like, I'm not getting an abortion. He is hardcore. And he's even saying it's not an abortion. It's more of, I just want to sell the baby. Like, I can't be a parent. I'm 20 years old.
He literally says his friend Jimmy knows a place where they will buy unwanted kids and, for rich people.
Yeah. He's like, we could make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's...
And she was very, like, she whips her head
She's
over.
Understandably outraged.
Which I don't blame her one fucking bit.
I mean, dude, if you want to get an abortion, get an abortion. But selling your kid, I mean, that's just fucked up.
Yeah.
And can you imagine the kid comes back to you?
Hey, oh, yeah, mommy, daddy, why did you not want me?
I need $1,000.
And you're just, like, sitting there with your PlayStation 4 and your flat-screen TV, and you're like, look, kid, it was either you or this.
I just needed some money. But yeah, she whips her head over and is like, sell our baby?
Yeah,
like,
she is thinking that's the worst idea ever.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I guess, in a way, loves this guy. Well,
right,
you know, it,
when you're there in the
young
moment,
couple.
Yeah.
They're in their 1920s. They're 1920s. 19 to 20.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're super young. They have, this is a life-changing event. She's just looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, fuck you, you're on your own.
He's all like, you know, I'm not ready for this. And she's like, yeah, maybe you should have thought about that before you stuck your dick in me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, she's trying to work through it, and he's more on the pushing things where he's like, just get rid of it. She's like, maybe, but she's like, I want to talk about this seriously. Instead of just having like a straight out...
Well, she's not sure what she wants to do. She, you know, to her it seems wrong.
And when you're questioning something, it doesn't help to have someone be aggressive with
and which is, yeah, he's totally being. He's just like, no, you're just upset. I'll make a call to Jimmy.
Yeah, and
we'll get this thing squared away.
He doesn't listen to anything she says. He's like, I'm just going to go, you know, have Jimmy go ahead and get a hold of the people that he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's terrible. It's stupid.
These books seriously make guys out, like, boyfriends out to be dicks.
Well, let's be honest.
Like that.
That's the sad part. There are actually people out there like that.
Yeah, looking at this, like, it hurts. There's a point, like, I fucking hate this guy so much. Just on his few lines of dialogue. Mm-hmm. We already see what kind of a person he is.
Well, just like Chad in the Red Riding Hood.
Exactly.
All he wants is sex.
I'll take the rapist for $800.
He's like, you know what? Call me when you're ready. And
just
leaves. Like, what kind of a horrible person do you have to be?
Well, that's basically what it is.
Hey, man, my one goal in life is getting those cannolis.
So, Dr. Sella Mathers is sitting across the way, and she overhears all this.
Mm-hmm. She's got glasses on, too.
Yeah, it makes her hotter.
And she even makes a comment that your boyfriend seems like a real winner. And I'm not going to say typical... girlfriend.
But it truly is.
Yeah, she like tries to do the downplay.
But
he's
not
that
a
bad
guy. He's just confused and worried.
Mm-hmm. And she
He'll
trails
come around.
Off, and she's like, what am I going to do? It's just like, she knows she's not going to put up a kind of thing like,
he's
fine.
So, Dr. Mathers, in her typical form, she wants to tell Millie a story. And the story is Rumpelstiltskin.
Cue the Once Upon a Time.
And it starts out with...
drunks at a bar.
Yeah, this guy is...
everybody's talking their daughters up.
Yep.
Basically, like, this dude's like, my child is beautiful as a spring flower and smart as a whip. And then the other guy's like, yeah, mine's so special she can basically talk to animals.
You should see her with the animals.
God damn it, Brandon.
Hey, that's exactly what it says in the comic.
Yeah, but it didn't say it like that.
You don't know. You weren't there.
Well, we know how Brandon read that one.
I mean, to be fair, he's not wrong.
And this is a drunk guy.
God damn, I didn't put that one together.
Uh-huh.
That she is, but my Lily is a special one. You should see her with the animals.
Oh, okay.
They take to her if she was their own mother.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. All right, anyways. So then this other guy's like, oh, yeah, my daughter has the most magical gift of all.
And what's that, Miller?
She can spin pure gold from straw. And I bet she can turn rocks into jewels.
The guy's like, of course she can.
Well, and then he's bragging up a daughter. Like, oh, if I heard somebody could spin straw into gold, I would take him seriously. Like, this individual that's giving him the side eyes.
A
like,
creepy man with a moustache.
Interesting.
Dude in a bowl cut. That's the creepiest part is the fucking bowl cut. I'm sorry, but anybody that's got a bowl cut that's not Amish is going to be creepy.
Maybe he's an Amish swordsman.
Oh, God. Know. An Amish
They didn't
knight.
Call him Amish back then.
That's fair.
Swordsman. He's an Ammonite.
Well, he's also got the Flynn Rider beard.
Yeah.
I couldn't think what that's called.
No, Errol Flynn beard. Sorry.
Errol Flynn,
there
yeah.
There you go. Errol Flynn beard.
Waluigi.
Wah.
Wah.
This guy's reporting to the king that there is a farmer whose daughter can spin straw into gold.
Supposedly.
I mean...
Now here's my thing, though. Who the fuck is going to believe that?
The king did.
Okay,
and this servant did.
Kings are crazy, you know?
I guess that's fair enough, true. All that inbreeding.
Yeah, bring out the dwarf. Make him dance. Like, that kind of crazy stuff.
So he brings the farmer and his daughter in front of him and tells him as much. Like, I heard that she can do this. And both their faces are just shocked.
There's a difference in the shock, though. The daughter's like, oh my god, why would you think I could do that? That's the dumbest thing ever. And then the dad's like, oh my god, he believed me? Yes, this is my chance to get in, you know, good with...
And he's just like, yes, of course it's true, my lord.
Yeah.
And she's like, father. And he's like, shut up.
Yeah, but the king's like, well, you understand I need a demonstration, right? And... The farmer's like, a demonstration? Really? really? So he takes them to this room, which is just full of straw. And a...
spinning wheel.
Thank you. And it's like, all right, she has all night to make all the straw into gold. And if she doesn't, if she can't make it all into gold, she'll die. I'll kill both of you.
Yeah.
And she's like, why am I going to die for his lies?
Basically, yeah, it's like my father wants to be foolish with his friend, and now I have to pay the price for it.
Mm.
While she's sitting there, the king's already gone, she's sitting there just sulking. And then we get this impish-looking individual that comes falling in.
Yeah, basically.
Mm. With red boots and a red hat.
Oh, he's a dwarf, sorry. Just an old dwarf. And he's like, I heard your predicament, and I want to help you out. I will turn... all of this into gold for you, but I need something. You know, you need to give me something because I'm doing all your work.
What you gonna give me?
Well, she gives her this bracelet that her
mother
made her. And I mean, the mom's out of the picture, so you could just assume she's it's important
very
to her.
Important to her, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, all right, that's a deal. He works all through the night, and she
while her lazy ass is sleeping.
Yeah. The next morning, the king comes walking in and sees all the gold. And he's like, all right, let's do it again. And so, does it again. He
again reminds her that the penalty is death if she fails, which is kind of weird. But, yeah.
Because she already proved that she could do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's this room full of straw I spun into gold. He's like, oh, do it again.
Yeah. And she does it again. Like, there's another... I guess another bracelet that she gives
Rumpelstiltskin. No, no, no. I think that's going through the first part. Because then he says, if you do it again, you'll be my wife. And then she's crying and she's like, I have nothing left to offer you because she already gave him the bracelet.
I didn't think about this last time. I think this is a flashback. Like, the way those two things are sectioned off weirdly. Yeah, well, the other
I don't know.
Still
like, those panels are confusing. Because I remember in the original tale that I remember hearing as a kid, she does it three times.
Yep.
The third time was the marriage proposal. Or the third time was to be then made the queen. Mm. Like, in this one, it seems like she does it three times again. But I don't understand it because she's already given the bracelet away. And he's...
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing. But let's just say he does it twice.
Yeah.
Let's just say that she does it the first time.
And then
he sees it.
The greedy cunt of a king decides that he's going to need, you know...
I'm going to need more. Yeah. Because that's king and his gold. Oh, no. But yeah, you're right. So Rumpelstiltskin comes back, makes another offer, but...
She has nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'll tell you what. How about you just give me your firstborn child once you become queen? And she's like, well, hey, nobody knows if I'll ever have a kid or not.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, sure. Let's do that.
And his smile,
In his defense, though, like he doesn't look like a bad guy.
No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's...
He's actually been kind of kind, I mean, up until, I want your firstborn kid.
Well, even then, though, like,
maybe
what are the chances that, literally
nothing.
Yeah, like, I mean, who knows? The king could have just killed her anyway, so. Yeah.
And it's that or
if she dies, then not going to have a kid, so doesn't have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
However, though, gold gets made, king proposes, they get married, now she is queen with child. I mean, later on.
Can we just say something about the bulkiness of the king's fucking shirts and shit?
I mean,
he literally looks like he has no neck.
Well, he does have that frilly thing. So.
Inbreeding, that'll do that. You just lose your neck one day.
Anyways, so she has a baby boy.
So she's sitting in the garden one day. Rumpelstiltskin pops back up and is like, all right, I'm here for my payment. And she doesn't want to give him her firstborn child, which is understandable.
Yeah, tears in her eyes.
Yep. But he decides to give her, I was going to say ultimatum, but gives her, well, I guess ultimatum is actually be the right word. It's like, I'll give you 3 days and you have to guess my name. And she's like, oh, your name? Okay. He's like, you got 3 days. If you can't guess my name in 3 days, then I'll take a child. So she sends word to
everybody,
all the corners of the kingdom and beyond to try to find
every name possible.
Yep.
That's one hell of a task.
And so, yeah, so every night, I would assume every night, I could be wrong, it might be during the day, just Rumpelstiltskin comes back to her and she's just naming off every name she can think of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just waiting for that. Maybe she'll get lucky. We pan over to this one. I'm assuming, I'm going to say night two. I don't know. We'll see. We pan over to this bar. And we.
No, it says, look, on the second night, it was the same thing. This would be right before the third day.
Okay. So, yeah, this is the second night. Pan over to this bar, and this guy is searching for the names. This other guy in a cloak has heard about what the queen's trying to do, and so he tells him a quick tale. So the very next day, the queen is throwing off a couple names, and Rumpelstiltskin's just like, no.
And some of the names, like Laced Leg.
You're thinking of anything by this point.
Muttonsburg.
Literally.
No, it's Mutton's Chop.
Is your name Chair, please? I just want to keep my son.
So he's like, all right, well, you know, you haven't discovered it yet. I'm going to take my kid, my new prize or payment, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, is it Rumpelstiltskin? Yeah. And that was right, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he exclaims, no, the devil told you. At this time, he just like blows up. Vanquishes.
Vanquished.
Yeah, so he does blow up.
He's supposed to be dying.
Of green smoke and green light.
And so then... Years go by. The prince grows up.
I like this. The child grew to a handsome prince, and they all lived happily ever after. ...
Till the day of the prince's 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm. And we see a harlequin.
Mm-hmm. Just not that harlequin.
Yeah. A dude.
Yep.
A jester.
A jester, if you will.
So as the party and festivities is going on, we see, I'm assuming it's the same cloaked figure that told the tale to the king's man, or the queen's man, and he's telling the tale again. And we get the tale as, I'll read it verbatim here.
That's a good idea.
Once upon a time, an evil witch placed a horrible curse upon the young prince. She transformed the poor boy into a hideous, deformed creature. She turned him into a small, horrible, troll-like monster. The only way the curse could be broken was if it was passed on to another royal blood, another prince. Given up willingly by the child's mother. To seal the pact, the queen needed to utter one word, the name of the cursed prince, Rumpelstiltskin. And then we get Rumpelstiltskin, who was in the cloak, because he didn't die.
He was the cloaked man.
Yes, he was. He is basically transferring power, transferring youth from the prince to him, so he turns back into human and changes his... the prince into
basically
a troll.
Little dwarf looking
yep.
thing.
And that's the end of the Rumpelstiltskin story. We go back to the real world and
Millie
is holding some
gold straw.
Yeah.
It's got some
interesting
little tinkles on them.
And then Sella Mathers is in the background saying, remember Millie, children are the most precious gifts of all. Which they are. So it's basically leaving Millie to decide, which I think she's going to decide to keep it, but it's leaving her to, you know,
right,
her fate.
Here's a story to clear your head from, you know, all the crap you've been dealing with.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
We'll be back very soon with more Grimm Fairy Tales.